Радійте, люди, Бог родився, славіть Його святе ім'я, нехай колядками вітає Боже дитя уся земля.
Небо і земля, небо і земля нині торжествують, ангели, люди, ангели весело празнують. Христос родився, Бог клопотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають. Ангели служать своєму королю, і вертепи відтворять його волю. Христос родився, Бог хлопотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають. І ми рожденню Богу поклін даймо, слава вовишніх, слава вовишніх, йому заспіваймо. Христос родився, Бог клопотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають. Христос родився, Бог клопотився, ангели співають, царя вітають, поклін віддають, пастирі грають, чудо-чудо повідають.
And from Ukraine, Pika Diska Tereziya opens our program for today with a song from their Christmas album, Nebo i Zemlya, Heaven and Earth. Христос рождається! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макорі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Merry Christmas, and we do hope that you'll enjoy our program coming up for you because it is very seasonal. Sylvia Molnar will be along with a Ukrainian recipe for vushka, those lovely little dumplings that go in your Christmas Eve borscht for those who will be celebrating the next Christmas in about a week's time from now. As well, Keith Perron will be along with Ukrainian news and some startling stories of things going on there. As well, Irena Bell from the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa will be joining us with a Chisnaleve feature, Did You Know? And she'll be talking about the Red Prince Habsburg, who aspired to be the king of Ukraine. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian Christmas music. And coming up next, from Calgary, a choir by the name of Korinya, which means root. And Dobry Vecher Tobi.
Dobry Vecher Tobi, Pane Gospodaru, Radujsa, Radujsa, Zemlje, Syn Boży, Narodilsya. Zasvidajte zdoby, Zasvidajte mamy, Radujsa, Radujsa, Zemlje, Syn Boży.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Next, season's greetings from the President of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, Paul Grod.
Різдвяні привітання голови Конгресу українців Канади Павла Грода.
З нагоди цього радісного свята Рождества Христового в імені Конгресу українців Канади та всіх наших плодових організацій вітаю ієрархів українських церков, проводи та чинство українських організацій, як також всіх наших добровольців, працівників, жертводавців і симпатиків. Із вашою щедрою підтримкою ми будемо далі продовжувати вміло представляти ваші інтереси та розбудовувати сильну українську громаду в Канаді. Від імені Конгресу українців Канади та моїй сім'ї Адріани, Романа, Данила, Лариси і Олени бажаю всім вам веселих і радісних свят, багато щастя, кріпкого здоров'я, великих успіхів і Божого благословення в новому році. Христос рождається! Славімо Його!
З Новим роком, браття милі, в новім щасті, в новій силі, радісно вітаю вас і бажаю, щоб здоров'ю, в мирі, з братньою любов'ю відтепер ішов нам час. І бажаю, щоб трудяще те життя вам якнайкраще, без біди минуло всім, щоб думками ми міцніли, багатіли, не бідніли, щоб веселий був ваш дім. І бажаю, щоб ми згідно, сміло, свідомо, свобідно йшли до спільної мети, в своїй хаті жить по-свому, не коритися нікому, лад найкращий завести. Щирій праці Бог поможе, дай вам, Боже, все, що гоже. Христос рождається.
Oh, Христове ангел прилетів. Він летів із неба, людям пісню пів. Всі люди співайте цей день, величайте, бо сьогодні Рождество. Всі люди співайте цей день, величайте, бо сьогодні Рождество. Я лечу від Бога, радість вам приніс, що вертепі біднім Христос народись. Скоріш поспішайте, младенця, зустрічайте Бога й народженого. Скоріш поспішайте, младенця, зустрічайте Бога й народженого. Ісуса знайшли, рядами стояли Христа, прославляли ще святу матір Його. Рядами стояли Христа, прославляли ще святу матір Його. Співайте цей день, величайте, бо сьогодні Рождество, бо сьогодні Рождество, бо сьогодні Рождество, бо сьогодні Рождество.
And the lovely Anichka from Ukraine from her Christmas album and Narizvo Christove on Christmas Day. And before them, you heard a collection of different artists from the Montreal area that came together at least 20 years ago, probably more. Those numbers get scary once you pass 20. Even 20 is scary enough. At any rate, this was a group of the principals that formed groups such as Privit Cheremshina and various other solo artists. And they came together to make this wonderful Christmas album. It was recorded originally on vinyl. It is now available on CD through Yevshan. And it is absolutely timeless. It is certainly a keeper if you don't have it. I would recommend that you purchase it for your listening pleasure because it is just outstanding and doesn't even have a name, just Sviatorizvo, just a Christmas album. And that song was Vovefliem Izoria Siaya, a song about the Bethlehem Star. And coming up next, another performer from Ukraine, another lovely lady by the name of Sofia Fedina from her Christmas album, and that most beloved of Ukrainian Christmas carols, Bog Predvichny, God Eternal.
Прийшов днесінь
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Tiny stuffed dumplings can be found in many different cuisines. Italians call similar pasta tortellini, and the Chinese call theirs wonton. Ukrainians call theirs vushka, or little ear dumplings, because they look like little ears. Vushka in Ukrainian. These mushroom and onion-stuffed morsels are traditionally served in a clear broth and specifically with borscht on Christmas Eve. However, they make scrumptious appetizers any time of the year. To make them, use your favorite pierogi dough. If you don't have a recipe for pierogi dough, there are one or two in our cookbook. For the filling, you'll need one small onion, finely chopped, 1 pound fresh mushrooms, finely chopped, 3 tablespoons breadcrumbs, 1 teaspoon oil or melted butter, chopped fresh dill, salt and freshly ground pepper. Saute onion in oil until tender. Add mushrooms and saute until tender. Season to taste with salt, pepper, and dill. Add breadcrumbs and cool. On a lightly floured surface, roll out dough about 1/8 inch thick. Cut into 2-inch squares. Place a teaspoon of filling in center of each square. Fold into a triangle. Pinch edges tightly to seal. To make ears, join 2 corners together in the shape of a circle. Place finished vushka uncovered on trays lined with flour-dusted towels. Drop 10 to 12 vushka into gently boiling salted water. Stir once with a wooden spoon. When they float to the top, cook 1 more minute, then remove with a slotted spoon. Toss gently with oil. This makes about 5 dozen. To serve, place 2 to 3 vushka in each soup plate and pour hot, clear borscht or broth over them. For appetizers, and when meat and dairy are allowed, serve with bacon bits or butter-fried onion. This is another recipe you'll find in our cookbook, so try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
вікні мороз намалював мені. Білі мухи налетіли, білим пухом землю вкрили. Срібний місяць за вікном Марійці шле привіт з чарівним сном. Срібний місяць за вікном Марійці шле привіт з чарівним сном. На дворі зима, мороз щипає щічки, сніг хурделиться, а діти грають сніжки. Свято, новорічна ніч прекрасна, не забуду я бажання загадати. В новорічну ніч прийде у гості казка, мрій всі на крилах хмарів у небеса злетять.
Original composition by a local artist who lives in Lillooet. Her name is Helena Stoyarchuk, and that song was Maria Rizdvo. Coming up next, going to the United States, this is Andriana Knapp from her Christmas CD and a lovely lullaby, Spe Isuse Spe.
Spe Isuse Spe. Очка зажмури, я тебе колисати пісоньками присипняти. Спи, Ісусе, спи, маленький, спи, серденько, спи. Я тебе му колисати пісоньками присипляти. Спи, Ісусе, спи, маленький, спи, серденько, спи.
This is Irina Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour on Chin Radio in Ottawa, with a Did You Know Chiznalivi segment, and special greetings to the listeners of Nash Holos. Did you know that Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg, an Austrian aristocrat, aspired to become king of Ukraine? Prince Wilhelm von Habsburg learned Ukrainian and became known as Vasil Vishivany because he took to wearing a Ukrainian embroidered shirt under his officer's uniform. He was involved in Ukraine's efforts at independence after World War I. In the end, he was captured by the Red Army, tortured, and died in a Kiev prison in 1948. The fascinating story of Wilhelm von Habsburg, or Vasil Vishivany, is told in a recently published book by Timothy Snyder, professor at Yale University. The book is entitled The Red Prince, The Secret Lives of a Habsburg Archduke. You can buy the book in local bookstores or borrow it from your local public library.
Дуже дякую, Ірино. Many thanks to Ірина Белл of the Ukrainian radio program in Ottawa for sharing Chisnalove, Did You Know, with Nash Holis listeners. You can catch her show at www.chinradioottawa.com.
Народився Бог на сання в лемківській містечку Дуклі. Прийшли лемки у кресаннях та й принесли місяць круглий. Прийшли лемки у кресанях та й принесли місяць круглий. Теж утесли срібла сані, стелиця сніжиста путь. На тих санях даль незнану дитя Боже повезуть, дитя Боже повезуть. Золотий горі, місяць золотий горі. сходить сонце у Кресані, спить слов'янське є дитя. Їдуть сани, плаче пані, снігом стелиться життя.
One of the hottest groups in Ukraine these days, that is the jazz ensemble by the name of Chocolade, which means, of course, chocolate. And it is wonderful to see that they have not forgotten their roots, and they often incorporate traditional songs this way, and they do a jazz arrangement. And it is absolutely delightful to hear that. It just keeps the old traditions alive and relevant. And that was an old Lemko carol, which is not often heard. But perhaps in time it will become more popular. That was Narodilsya Boh na Sanyach, God was born on a sleigh. Up next is a duo, a sister duo, originally from Ukraine, now living in the United States. They are Oksana and Olya Herasimenko from their Christmas CD. Here they are now with Tri Tsari De Idete, The Three Kings, Where Are You Going?
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, tensions between Russia and Ukraine increase, and Western banks leave Ukraine. I'm Keith Parent. Tensions are rising between Ukraine and Russia, this time not over gas, but over the customs deal, which apparently Ukraine is holding off joining. People are wondering why. Does it have anything, of course, to do with Ukraine having aspirations to be part of the European Union? Here's Alexandra Molokolov with more.
Ukraine-Russia relations are becoming tougher. Russian officials say they are puzzled over Ukraine's hesitation to join the Russia-led customs union of Belarus, Russia, and Kazakhstan. This week, the long-lasting talks over the matter failed to strike a compromise, which led to the last-minute cancellation of the Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych's visit to Moscow.
We don't have a such safety factor today that we would permit us to analyze the current agenda endlessly and find decisions. Therefore, according to my estimate, if any decisions are destined to take place, they should occur in the first half of the next year.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has recently stated they haven't received any official entry from Ukraine for a session to the customs union. To speed up the process, Russia has promised a gas price discount, which the neighbors have been negotiating for several years. Some say while such a move would hold obvious economic benefits for Ukraine, it would undermine hopes of negotiating a deep free trade agreement with the European Union.
Even the beginning of any official negotiations on Ukraine's joining to the customs union will automatically draw a red line in Ukraine-EU relations, which will not only freeze the talks on deeper economic association with the EU, but stop it.
Many believe joining the Moscow-dominated customs union could jeopardize Ukraine's autonomy. As Ukraine boosts its relations with the EU, it risks losing attractive trade opportunities in the CIS. Ukrainian leaders, however, say their country can work with all sides.
There are serious surveys saying that we should cooperate with the customs union member states, as more than a third of our trade volume is related to it. This fact obliges us to find a consensus, and if it is necessary to join separate agreements within the customs union, we should also interact with another customs union, the European Union.
As Ukraine is searching for ways out, it's ready to join customs union partially, which skeptics say is a temporary measure as it goes beyond the rules. The state has also set the Ukraine-EU summit for mid-February, which analysts say could make Moscow point out Ukraine's strategic errors. In the meantime, the long-lasting saga in Ukraine's relations with neighbors on both east and west is paused. The new phase in talks is expected only after both Ukraine and Russia meet EU leaders during Russia-EU and Ukraine-EU summits. Alexandra Molotkova, Kyiv.
Recently, another Western bank pulled out of Ukraine. This seems to be the trend. Banks from Germany, Sweden, and other European countries have all left the country. This is leaving a void which is being filled by Russian banks. But what is this going to mean for Ukraine? We have this story from Dario Digutz.
The Austrian Erste Bank has announced its leave from Ukrainian market. This is the 15th Western bank to close the operations in the Eastern European country.
This decision is consistent with Erste Group's concentration on customer business in the eastern part of the European Union.
Earlier this year, German Commerzbank and Swedish CEB Group also sold their affiliated companies in Ukraine. Most of the Western banks are focusing on the investment banking, cutting all the other operations in the country. Analysts say the debt crisis in Europe and the slow economic recovery are the main reasons behind the bank's decision.
The runoff is caused by the problems with the banks' experience in their native countries. Now they have to concentrate the assets in the holding companies, and they are very careful over their exports.
Experts say that the Western banks will go on reducing their presence in the Ukrainian market. And as they go, their place will be successfully occupied by Russian banks. Backed by the state capital, the Russian banks have launched an aggressive expansion on Ukraine.
they have already showed the concerted of actions, which has been politically demonstrated by their shareholders in Moscow. And this is a danger for private banking sector because they are really introducing some sort of monopolistic actions.
But success in the Ukrainian market is a rough challenge for the Russian banks. Recently, several U.S.-based rating agencies downgraded the credit ratings of Ukraine. The influx of Western banks began on the wave of pre-crisis rise of the Ukrainian economy. However, today, many foreign companies have become the victims of their own carelessness.
Ukraine is going through a severe crisis. The foreign banks came to Ukraine when the country obtained a lot of credit money, which ran through those banks. Today, the situation has changed.
Today, the foreign capital in the banking sector of Ukraine exceeds 30%. Experts say that this share won't change a lot, as there are still plenty of investors who do see a potential in the Ukrainian market. When the Western banks be back, the experts are pessimistic over this issue. They say that the runoff from the Ukrainian market has testified that the crisis in Ukraine is much more severe and profound than it was expected. Дарья Дігуц, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. Happy New Year. I'm Keith Powell.
Щоб пропав весь котіль, щоб не мучив вас музиль, щоб не кашляли ніколи, від ніколи до ніколи. Щоб не було сварки в хаті, навіть вітру на загаті, щоб були всі багаті.
Щоб у вас була мука, щоб не видно в скрини дна, щоб у вас була капуста головчаста і петрушка корінчаста, щоб у вас були всі діти здорові, їли кашу всі доволі, щоб вам з них була потіха, а нам гроші хоч півміха. Христос се рождає!
From their CD, A Ukrainian-American Christmas, that was the Englot Sisters and Vove Fliemi. Coming up next, moving to Ottawa, Ontario, the capital of Canada, and the Accord Men's Choir from their Christmas album Христос родився, Christ is born.
Христос се рождає. Ми прийшли вас привітати і про свято розказати, про святе Різдво Господнє, проспівати вам сьогодні.
Христос родився, Бог воплотився, у Вифлеє.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nasholos.com. Register there, take our survey, make a donation. Please make a donation if you can. Sponsor a child. Do that too if you can afford it. And also check out our audio archives going back 10 years and stay tuned for some technological changes coming up that will make your listening experience even more pleasant. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Здоров'я на базарі не продають. And our proverb of the week translates as, good health is not sold at the marketplace. Well, that just about wraps up another Ukrainian Christmas program here on Nash Holos. In fact, the last one on this calendar year, 2012. Looking forward to seeing you again in the new year. Meanwhile, to end our program, we've got Volin from Ukraine from their Christmas album and Nova Radistala. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobacenia.